For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's when you know I'm really, you know, embracing you from afar.
That's what I'm really concerned.
Welcome back to Drew Garabo Live. I am John Senning in studio. Drew Garabo joining us live from his estate somewhere in the Odessa West Chase area in an undisclosed location. Joey Flash in the house helping us out as well. We've been taking your calls. Lots of well wishes for Drew as he's on the mend. 1-800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. So first of all, I was going to start talking to you during the break, but I have to get you through this. So why can't you find The Many Saints of Newark? Because I think it's there.
It is there. It's on my HBO Max app. It's not one, like I have Spectrum.
So the on demand.
Right. So it's not on demand, but I have it on HBO Max so I can watch it there.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So what have you been watching? Do you start any new shows? You watching any new movies? What viewing activities are bringing you joy, or at least taking your mind off things?
Yeah. Taking my mind off things is more like it. We caught up on the new season of You.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Not completely caught up, but I think we got through like the first six episodes.
I was just going to ask you about that because we just watched the first episode last night. And I have to say, I did not see that coming. I mean, once it started, the way that it ended, once it kind of went into motion, I saw where it was going. But from the beginning to that, I did not see that ending the way that it did in the first episode.
No, same. And I enjoy it. I think they've evolved really well. You know, it's in danger of becoming a parody of itself, I think, a little bit. But it's a clever show. I really like him a lot, and I like her, too.
Is it just me, and I don't know if it's because Dexter has been so front of mind just getting ready for the new season and watching the clips of, you know, what they're planning and stuff, but is you becoming more like Dexter to the point to where it feels almost as if it's connected?
Yeah, no, there are definitely so many parallels, and it definitely feels connected. I could totally see some sort of crossover happening when they're done with this season of You and then the mini season of Dexter.
Yeah, I think it's really good, but sometimes it's almost too much. It's like because it's not Dexter. I don't know how you would do a crossover, but just the way that it's always him talking inside his own mind, just like, you know, like that aspect of it specifically. Like if it's just a dude who, you know, does bad things, there's a bunch of different ways you can make it not Dexter, but the way he's always talking to himself is just in the vein of Dexter.
Very derivative. Very derivative of Dexter indeed. And I don't know if I told you this even off the air, but I did watch Creep 2.
Oh, you did? Oh, yes. My goodness. Is it worth it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
It's funny because the front when you're watching or when you look at it on Netflix and you see just the screenshot, there's a guy there talking to a woman, and I just thought it was some other guy. And then once I clicked on it, I realized that's actually the guy.
It's Beach Fuzz.
Yeah, with his with a beard and long hair.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I can't believe how much I like the franchise of two films, but Mark Duplass is great, dude. He's so good.
Yeah, watching Creep made me want to go back and finish what I started with The Morning Show, just because he was so damn good in Creep.
Yeah, and he's even better in The Morning Show. I think you should finish season one of The Morning Show. That's a brilliant show.
Have you, I know that you were watching on your iPad Squid Games. Did you get into that and finish it?
I finished it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What's your review on that? Because I know Joey's watching it and all sorts of people are telling me to watch it, but I don't think it's for me.
It's cool. I don't know if it's for you. It's a very interesting tale on greed and the human condition. I think it's I'm not crazy about the subtitles and the dubbing. It might have been a different experience without it. I also watched it while undergoing chemotherapy, which is not the most pleasant of circumstances. But it was good. It held my attention for a couple of episodes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously Sunday night was we've been waiting. The countdown it had been on for the premiere of season 3 of Succession, which I don't think disappointed.
I don't think it disappointed at all. I love that at one point Kendall's team was Greg and some intern in the SUV, and the lady had to tell him that his access card to work probably wasn't going to work. I love the new season, and I love the power struggle that's taking place, and I love that Kendall might have some snakes inside the Waystar Holdings, ship.
Well, this is obviously a spoiler if you haven't watched it, but Shiv is coming to him, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be Shiv and Ken versus the power couple that is the creepiest power couple in the world. I don't know what happens from here. I think Logan knows that he bit off more than he could chew and that he made a huge mistake in underestimating Kendall as a killer. But yeah. Kendall's such an idiot for even going, he couldn't find any other place to go other than Rafa's apartment, and then he brings Naomi over there. I mean,
yeah, that whole thing kind of like turned me off, specifically with the bottle of wine, because I don't know if that girl didn't grasp it or whatever, but she did. Yeah, I don't know what was up with that. It's almost like he's on drugs.
Yeah, and power, I think, is his drug. It makes him act irrationally, and he knows he's in over his head. And, everybody just keeps misplaying everything. This is the most dysfunctional family we've seen on television since the Bluth family of Arrested Development.
Yeah, if you're not watching Succession, I think that that is probably the best ongoing show that we have currently in our society.
It's really made me realize that Macaulay is not the best Culkin actor, because Kieran Culkin is so good as Roman. Unbelievably good.
Yeah, everybody on that show is off the charts. You want to pepper in a phone call here?
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Here we go. Hey, Lee Lee, welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for receiving my call.
Absolutely,
Drew. I'm Lee Lee. I'm nutritionist, and I'm you're gonna be in my prayers from now on. But
thank
what
you.
I want to tell you is something. Very important. Cancer cells feed themselves only with glucose, and with glucose is sugar. You have to eliminate from your life every kind of sugar. You have to be kind with your body, because your body is fighting a real fight right now. And what your body needs is real food. Vegetables, green is your friend, and that's it. This is the only thing that I wanted to give you, this information.
Thank you, Lily. I appreciate that. I'll up the veggie intake for sure, and I appreciate that very much. Lisa, broccoli as soon as I'm going to break next.
Yeah, that's it. Green is your best friend right now, okay? And you'll eliminate sugar from your life from now.
All right, Lily, I will. No sugar.
Okay. Thank you.
Green is your friend.
It is, yes, in many different ways, John.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she said the greens are your friends. I mean, have you been having your greens?
I don't know why you put so much emphasis on that last word, but yes, I've been taking my medicine as I should be, and it does seem to help, especially the organic medicine.
Good.
Green is my friend, like she said.
Good. So you were texting me yesterday about a movie that you watched that I think, it did come out a few years ago, but you got around to it. And the one vivid thing I remember is a really hot sex scene, I think, between Billy Bob and Halle Berry.
Man, that was a hot sex scene. Monsters Ball. Yeah, I don't know why I'd never seen this movie, but it came on HBO at the right time or Showtime, and I was flipping around. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sit through Monsters Ball. What a sad film.
Yeah.
Good God, that was so sad. I mean, I kept waiting for something really, really good to happen, but the happy ending is like, well, I guess we can make it work.
Yeah.
Like, gee, man, I mean, so much bad stuff happens to Halle Berry. Her friggin' son dies. Billy Bob's son dies. Her husband gets executed. And he's a racist, Billy Bob, clearly, but he's having sex with a black lady, and then he hires the... I don't... Dude, what a weird film.
Is there something to be said for watching really, really sad things when you're kind of down because it's, like, sadder than the situation you're in? Is that a mind thing?
I think it is a mind thing. I knew I couldn't escape into a comedy, so you can, you know, I could have gone one of two ways. Try to escape and immerse myself into a comedy, or watch a sad movie about sad people with lives way sadder than mine so that I can feel a little bit happy by comparison. And I think that's kind of where I got to. At least I'm not in this awful small town where people's cars break down and racists have sex with black people and then their dads say horrible things. And, oh, man, what a depressing film. And then I watched Panic Room, which was not a great... That was probably Jodie Foster's worst movie.
I was going to say Jodie Foster. Yeah, yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
That's an awful, awful movie. Forrest Whitaker, Jared Leto is one of the home invaders. It's a terrible film.
Dude, well, you know, I don't know what you're up for tonight, but two things. I finished that Buried series that is on Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
The documentary series about the repressed memories. Absolutely 100% recommend. And then if you wanted to catch up, I'm not trying to get into any deep, you know, homosexual debate, but Chucky is on tonight as well, the new Chucky.
All right. I'm all over that. I definitely will start that Buried as well, and I know the Bolts play tonight as well.
Oh, yeah. Man, have you been able to keep an eye on the Bolts at all? Probably not too much, but, man, these back-to-back overtime wins, specifically against the Red Wings, was just wild.
That Red Wings, I tuned in right at the end of the third period, and then I got to watch that and the overtime, and that was one of the most amazing Lightning victories I think I've ever seen in my life. I cannot believe they came back and won that game.
It honestly truly was. I mean, I was so that was on Thursday night, because I remember I was we were, you know, flipping back and forth between the Bolts game and thinking it was just over, and as the you know, the Bucks kind of took charge, I kept flipping back and it was like, oh, they're coming back, they're coming back, they're, oh my gosh, they can win this thing. Sadly, it does look like Cooch is probably out.
Yeah, for a while too, but I mean, we made it all last season without him, and you know, we'll make it this season too.
Yeah, that is obviously the haters, the fans that aren't Lightning fans, already trying to draw comparisons to last season,
yeah,
where he sat out, which I don't think you can really draw the comparison because he's played. So I don't think it would be looked at as like cap circumvention or anything like that. In this scenario, this season, he just probably will have to be out for a significant period of time.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we'll make it without him. It's a fun team to watch. That was a great Monday Night Football game last night, too.
Dude, all of these primetime games, I don't know how NBC and ESPN all got so lucky, but pretty much all of the primetime games, except that one or two, have been almost all overtime games,
yeah,
or right down to the wire.
Yep.
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm not a fantasy aficionado, but it really it brought me no joy that to beat you in fantasy this week. Like
it should have brought you joy. I'm a terrible team in that league, and you pounced on me as you should.
No, it just honestly, I thought about trying to do something at the end to see if I could like retroactively take a player out or something, because you're going through this terrible weekend, and it's like, how am I supposed to enjoy my win? It's just I'm sick with myself.
144.94 to 102.98. You should enjoy that a whole lot. You deserved it.
I mean, I would have rather beaten somebody else before you and then lost to you.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you to say.
If that makes you feel any better.
It doesn't, but thank you.
Kurt is on the line. What's up, Kurt? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, thanks. It's nice to hear Drew back again. Listening to him say, you know, talk about this series and watching while you're undergoing a lot of that stuff, I completely identify. I'm a throat cancer survivor.
Hell yeah.
Bay Pines. I did all my treatment up there. Oof. And, yeah, hey, you know, I'm doing it. I'm here, and just like you'll be.
Yep.
And my go-to thing was Breaking Bad. I, you know, everybody was on it. I'm not a series watcher. I put television on to go to sleep too.
Sure.
You know, so it was just brought me right back, and to hear you talk about it, just, you know, I have great empathy for the whole situation you're going through. And,
boy, I tell you what, Breaking Bad must have been an interesting experience watching that, like while you're undergoing chemotherapy, while Walt's undergoing chemotherapy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it really held my interest. I'll give you that, no matter what was going down, you know.
Yeah.
run into the latrine, you know, because they're flushing me out with saline and stuff back and forth.
God, the nonstop bathroom trips, am I right? Like, I swear I pee at least 15 times in every chemo treatment. It's insane.
You know, it's crazy. They pump you full of that stuff to hydrate you and keep your kidneys safe. But, yeah, the whole thing, you know, you get into the process, you just go with it and do what they tell you. And, you know, it's nice to have your pods and your, you know, your phone to watch stuff on. I really did appreciate that.
Yeah, the people who just sit there and stare at nothing, I don't, man, they've got some sort of internal resolve and strength, right?
Hey, I had to make it my world while I was there, okay?
Yep.
You know?
That's what I do, too. And in my world, I don't wear pants.
There you go.
And those people are just going to get used to it.
That's true. Yeah. I would love to give a shout-out to the Bay Pines VA.
There you go.
They take care of me. They saved my life, and they did an awesome job. So there you go.
Awesome.
It's
thank
nice
you,
to
sir.
Hear you.
Appreciate that. Nice to hear you, too. Thank you. Shout-out to Bay Pines VA. Take good care. Job, you guys. Shout-out to anybody taking care of anybody with cancer. How you can wake up every day and commit yourself to providing comfort and care and compassion for people like that. That's a special calling in life, and I hope that everybody who does that knows how much they're appreciated. It's something you don't really think about too much until you experience it firsthand. And, you know, I can kind of get the feeling when people who work at the Florida Cancer Specialists are fans of the show, because, you know, some people who don't work necessarily in the Department of Mental come over and say hello. And it really means a lot. It's a super cool thing. So thanks to everybody who's done that. That's a nice thing to do.
I saw, just speaking, there's been so many people that I run into that, you know, want me to share well wishes with you. And I can't do them all, you know, because it would just be a constant flow of messages and voicemails to you. But I did see Pete of the Galley, Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete.
He's my mayor, at least. I recognize him as the mayor. He wanted to make sure that I sent you his love, and he wants you to know he's thinking about you.
Oh, man. Thanks, Mayor Pete. I appreciate that very much. I'll be back in the Galley in no time.
Absolutely. We'll be doing Jaeger bombs we'll be doing Jaeger bombs by Christmas Eve.
No sugar.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, welcome to Drew Garabo Live. You're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Garabo, you're going to make it through it, buddy. Hang in there.
Okay, all right, I will. Thanks. I wasn't going to give up, I promise.
I want to take one more minute, man. I want to send a shout out to John Stinning. That dude is the man, Garabo.
Right?
He is the man to have at the helm, brother.
I know.
Thank
I'm
you.
A lucky guy.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, sorry, Ryan. Sorry. I had to let you go. Too much
you
S.
You praised me too much.
Too much S in there for me.
I do appreciate you, though, man. It means a lot that I knew yesterday as soon as I woke up that I wasn't going to be able to be in. And I didn't know that they were going to be able to give me fluids. They said they could give them to me every day this week if I needed them, but I hope not to need them. I'm not going to try to be a hero or anything, but if I need them on Friday, I'll go Friday.
Well, that's the thing, is it's, you know, it's just whatever. I mean, that was my thought going into this, is that every day would be a new, you know, kind of a new journey. And that's the way that I'm looking at it. And I'm sure that's the way that you're looking at it, too. It's just you don't necessarily know what tomorrow's going to bring, but we'll tackle that when we get there. And I'm just happy that I can help in some way. I wish I could do more. I've told you that.
Dude, you're doing plenty, man. I appreciate you.
You want to take one more before we go to break?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Hey, JC, welcome to Drew Garabo Live. What's up?
Hey, John, how's it going? I just tuned in, and Drew sounded a little lethargic.
I got cancer.
Yeah, I let him go. Yeah, sorry. That was it. Coming up next, we've got a game.
Lethargic.
I mean, the guy. I'm sorry.
Gee, I'm so sorry, sir. I'll fake an energy level for you if you'd like.
Yeah, we don't have any time for that. I'm
Dick.
That was my fault, JC, you prick. We have a game, and it's coming up next. We've been talking about Paul McCartney as of late because he's been firing shots at the Rolling Stones. And another Paul just had a birthday. So coming up next for prizes, we will play a round of Pick a Paul. Coming up on Drew Garabo Live.
You're listening to Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bow.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.